This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A company that does software for expense reports has combed through its data and finds that Uber may be losing steam among corporate customers. Controversy at Uber has led to a string of bad publicity, and while it's still the dominant player in the smartphone-summoned car service business, Lyft is getting a lift. Marketplace's Adam Allington has more.
Over half of all business travel and ride shares in the first quarter of this year went to Uber. That's according to Certify, a maker of expense report software, but that's still only an increase of 1%.
That's growth, but it's not growth like they had been seeing quarter over quarter for several years in a row.
Alan Neveu is the chief technology officer at Certify. Meanwhile, reimbursements for Lyft, Uber's biggest rival, increased from 4 to 6%. While bad PR is a factor, some say what's really happening is Uber's reached the limits of its push to achieve monopoly status.
Basically, you give away the product at first so that you get huge market share, and then later on, you recoup all your profits by raising prices and reducing reimbursement rates.
Evan Raleigh is a professor of management at Columbia. He says Uber's dominance comes at a cost of billions in losses. Meanwhile, in most cities, Lyft is still a comparable substitute.
They're going to have to settle for duopoly profits with Lyft, and those are still going to be substantial. Uber's still going to be worth a lot of money. We're not going to see Uber disappear.
A lot of money, yes, but perhaps substantially less if and when Uber goes public. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.